Look deep into nature, and then you will understand everything better. Albert Einstein.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey everyone, this is Samantha Lee Wright. And if you tuned in to the past couple episodes, you'll know that we are focusing this month on honoring the life of D. Gary Young. So for today's episode, this will be the last episode in this installment where we really take a deep dive look into the world of essential oils and honor the life of D. Gary Young. For today's episode, I asked my personal friend and mentor, Becky J. Webb, to come on and share with us her experience of working alongside this company for the past 4 years, visiting the farms, really seeing firsthand where these oils come from and what makes these oils so special. If you want to learn more about how to become a Young Living member, you can always do so on our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. For those that want to connect with Becky after the show, you can find her on Instagram at Becky J. Webb. Of course, first, we need to pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. And for today's episode, I thought it would be appropriate to share one of Gary Young's very own protocol. So this is an oily protocol you can do every single morning to help you have an amazing day. Gary Young's Great Day Protocol calls for one drop of Valor essential oil blend on your left wrist, place right wrist on top and hold. Then drop one drop of Joy essential oil blend over your heart and one drop of Harmony essential oil blend above the belly button. And then finish it off with the White Angelica. Place one drop in the palm of your hand and rub your hands together. Then lightly brush both of your hands over your head, face, shoulders, chest, and down your body, right over your clothes, as though applying a shield. For the final step, cup your hands together over your nose and mouth and breathe deeply for 10 seconds. There you have it. That is the infamous D. Gary Young's Great Day Protocol. We would love to hear your protocols, your recipes, your diffuser blends, anything and everything related to how you use essential oils. Send us your ideas and we'll add them to the dugout. You just email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
All right, folks, we're here with the amazing Becky Webb. She's been on the show many times before. You can go back and find her, but Becky is a personal friend of mine. She's a mentor of mine, and she lives in Boone. So for those who don't know Becky like I do, a quick introduction. She's married to her husband of 13 years, Jonathan. She has 3 beautiful kids, and she's passionate about individuals experiencing freedom in physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of their lives. She's accomplished much of this through the vehicle of Young Living Essential Oils, where she's achieved the rank of Crown Diamond in just 4 years, simply by loving on people and asking them to travel this journey with her. She also loves all things health and wellness and is certified as a doula and nutritional therapist. So, Becky, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Sam. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm excited to dive in. If there's anyone that I personally know that has more just boots on the ground insight into the world of essential oil distilleries and farming production, that whole industry of how essential oils get made and how quality standards are being, you know, kind of tampered with and then upheld in certain other ways in the industry, it's you. And I love your passion when you talk about the farms that you visited. So how long have you been visiting different farms and oil distilleries? And can you count how many farms you've visited so far?
Sure. Well, let's see. I joined Young Living in 2013, and I went to my first farm in 2015. I went to the Mona, Utah farm, which is, you know, the farm right out near Salt Lake City in Mona, Utah, which grows amazing lavender fields. It's just, it's so beautiful. I've also been to a Young Living partner farm that is in Hawaii, a sandalwood farm. It's gorgeous. It is gorgeous. Hawaii is gorgeous. The terrain at the sandalwood farm is interesting. It's interesting how they grow that sandalwood. I've also been to the farm in Ecuador, the 1,000-acre incredible farm in Ecuador, which is one of the most serene, tranquil places I've ever been. And then I've also been to our Northern Lights farm up in Canada. And then my husband has been to two other farms. He's been up to the Highland Flats farm up in Idaho, and he's been to the St. Marie's farm in Idaho as well. So between the two of us, how many did I count? Six farms?
I think that was six. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. I remember we did a whole episode on sandalwood and you talked a lot about the farm there. So if you guys want to learn more details about that farm, go back and listen to sandalwood episode. What I love about you, Becky, is I think when we had first started talking about essential oils and you introduced me to this world, I think you hadn't actually, no, you had been to a farm at that point. You'd been to one and it was so important to you to really go out there and see what was happening, not just take it on face value, not just say, oh yeah, they say they make the best oils in the world. Oh yeah, they say that they're pure and done right and sustainable, but you really needed to go and see it. What sort of led you to want to take this deeper dive into that process of growing and distilling essential oils?
Well, I think it was really the beginning of my whole health and wellness journey really had to do with food and where we source our food. And I just always feel like it's so important. You know, I mean, the food industry has gotten huge and crazy and our food comes from all these crazy places. But yet when you take it back to your farmer, you really see how food was meant to be grown and created and how much care like your local farmer will take with their land and with their crops. And so when it came to essential oils, you know, the essential oil industry was growing a ton when I first got into it and started looking into it. And I thought the same thing, like, how could we buy oils that are just from anywhere? Like, I don't want to be part of this huge industry, you know, without the farmer taking a lot of care of the industry. And even though Young Living is a really large company, I feel like it's still this, like, in a way, like this mom and pop shop that's gotten really big, but mostly it's gotten big because of their passion for purity and for these oils. And you could really see that happen. I've met, you know, Gary Young, who passed away a week or so ago. I've met him several times and it's, you could see his passion for the people and for those oils and for the land. And I think it's really a rare gift that his desire was really for the land and to make it sustainable. And he was very, very passionate about that and passionate about his, you know, his animals and the earth and connecting with the earth. And when you get into an industry that grows, you know, for a lot of times it does become about profit for a lot of people because they see that profit in it. But for him, just hearing him and talking to him and being at any of his farms, you can tell that that's not what it was about for him. And so when I feel like when we get back to that and connect with the earth and what it was created for, like we can really use these tools for the way that, you know, God created them for in order to help balance our bodies and do good things for us. And I feel like we miss that. Like if we don't really have that foundation, we totally miss that part.
Absolutely. And what you're saying about just everything about Young Living and Gary Young and what he's built, like you immediately, when you're around that environment, when you're on a farm, even when you're just in the corporate offices, you immediately get that sense. It's just, it's all around you. It's what drew me to the company so much. You know, like you and me, we're Young Living to the core. We love this company, not just because of some frivolous reason. It's like, no, it's because of the heart of this company. Like you go, we've both been there in person and you just immediately feel like, oh, these are my peeps. Like these people get it. They have that same value. They really respect the earth. They respect the product. They respect what these oils have the potential to do. And they're not going to make any compromises for that.
To me, you know, I do want to look for something that really aligns with those values. And those are my values. And this company really aligns with those values. And you can, like you just said, you can see that. You can see that when you walk into the corporate office or when you set foot on the farm or when you hear Gary Young speak or Mary Young speak or any of the corporate staff, really, you can hear it in their voice, which is just, I think, just a gem, like such a gem, especially for the size of the company that it is.
For the outside, I think I have a lot of listeners. A lot of you guys are Young Living members already, but some of you aren't. Some of you use another brand, or maybe you're brand new and you just have no idea what we're talking about. That's okay. But let's explain, Becky, for the outsiders that are wondering, okay, like really, can Young Living be that special? Well, they sum it up with what they call their seed to seal guarantee. The seed to seal guarantee is really at the foundation of what Young Living is all about. So for those that have never heard about this, or Young Living has no idea, you know, what the essential oil industry typically can look like, do you want to paint a picture for them of what that seed to seal guarantee really means?
You can always go to seedtoseal.com to find out more what I'm talking about. But really, they base their seed to seal values on three pillars. And the pillars are the sourcing. So I personally know Lauren Walker, which is the Young Living Global Sourcing Officer. And she spent so much one-on-one time with Gary. I've heard her tell a story about when Gary took her hunting. And I mean, this is how Gary ran his meetings, but he took her hunting and they were hunting for like days together. And they laid out, you know, a plan for Young Living on how to source these top quality oils. A lot of those are at Young Living's own partner farms and corporate farms, which is incredible. Cause then when they have their hands over this whole process, first of all, if they source their oils from anywhere besides their partner farms or their very own farms, they have a very rigorous process in what they're looking for these farmers to grow these plants. And then of course, at their own farms, they have their hands in this, everything from the soil to those seeds, to how that plant's grown, to what's put on the plant, to how it's distilled. All our farms even have those distilleries right on the premises.
So let's pause for a second. And so there's a couple of things you've already said, that we're in control of picking the seed selection, planting the seeds, taking care of the soil. You know, we're in charge of what gets sprayed or not sprayed on those plants. And we've got the distilleries right there on site, ready to go when we harvest those plants and, you know, decide it's time to turn them into oils. How does that compare? How does that look different than maybe where other companies, how other companies get their products?
A lot of times you're going to have your distiller may be different than your farmer. They're not going to necessarily grow their plants, their vegetation on the same land that they're going to distill it from. They're going to grow the plants, they're going to throw it in a truck, and then they're going to take the truck wherever to the distiller. They may have to have a certain amount of plants even to take it to the distiller. So those plants may have to sit around until they take it. That may be one issue that might be a little bit different. The other one is, I just love hearing these stories from our corporate staff, because they really spent all this time with Gary on the land. And Jared Turner, Young Living CEO, talks about how he's been with Gary, and Gary will tell him, you know, it's not really good soil unless it's sweet. And so like, they literally like would taste the soil. Like Gary just knew what it meant to have like a really high quality composition of soil. And so Jared tells
us, he was such a, I hope I don't offend anyone here, but he was like the biggest redneck hippie I've ever met. Like he was both of those things. Yes. He's like this good old country boy.
Like just cowboy, like, you know, like hardcore, like cowboy for real.
Yeah. That likes to like taste dirt.
Yeah. And, I mean, he was a farmer growing up. Like he just knew his land. He spent a lot of time in the land, and it's like, that was his thing. And then he studied all these essential oils, you know? And so how many farmers too have that much knowledge of farming the land, all these essential oils, then they'd go and test, you know, and then Young Living has developed through Gary, developed ways to test it over time to know that you're getting the highest quality, because they'll test it at peak times and know when to harvest. And like, so even if you're getting even if your farmer is skilled and they harvesting their crop, they still may not know the best time to harvest essential oil, because that might not be their specialty, you know? So it's like, there's all these factors that Young Living's had in their history. That's like, wow, like it's just really cool that he's had the time to invest in those areas, that he knows when and how and all those things.
Exactly.
You just don't find that anywhere.
Right. And how do those farming practices really affect the quality and the safety of that product at the end of the day?
Let's use France, for example. So Young Living does have a lavender farm in France. France is known as the world capital of lavender production. They've always grown the most lavender in the southern part of France. Well, France has really struggled with their lavender production over the years, because for years and years, the lavender's gotten sick and it's not as healthy of a plant. And it hasn't grown and bloomed like it once did. And so, you know, Young Living Farm apparently has like these incredible blooms that farmers from around France in the lavender capital of the world are like, why does it grow like that? And it's apparently probably because of the soil and the nutrients that they've put in the soil. So if you don't have a healthy plant, you are not going to have a healthy oil. You know, it's just like, if you don't have a healthy body, it's going to be hard for you to have a healthy baby. It's very similar in that these plants, you know, produce these oils that are so powerful. But if the plants are not healthy, you know, how can we create healthy oils from them?
So, Becky, a question that comes to me a lot from customers, from people who might be interested in starting a business as a partner with Young Living, they're very concerned about the fact that Young Living essential oils are not organic certified. Can you explain why that is?
Yes. And I'm going to first use something kind of funny for those who remember. People that are a lot younger than me may not remember. But do you remember the movie Tommy Boy, where they were trying to sell their products, their brake pads?
No.
You know? Oh, no. Okay. No. You're going to have to watch this movie, but it's been around for a while. But they were going to the store and trying to sell the brake pads. And the people at the store were like, well, where's your guarantee on your box? Right? And they were like, well... And they were kind of just sharing the story. They shared it in kind of vulgar language, so I won't share the exact words of what they said. But they were basically saying, like, a guarantee on a box is going to make you all warm and fuzzy, but that doesn't mean it actually is that great. And so I consider organic certification about the same in a lot of ways. It's very political in a lot of ways. Your organic products still do have, they're certified organic pesticides, but they still do have some pesticides and things on your organic products. And that's why I always go back to the local farmers, always still the best, you know, to buy even your produce from. But so it can be similar with our essential oils. Your Young Living essential oils are going to be, first of all, better than organic. An organic certification label in the bottle doesn't really give it justice. What gives us justice is knowing this process. How do they farm these oils? Do they use pesticides on these oils? They do not. Or, you know, on these plants, they do not use pesticides on the plants. And so really your organic certification is just kind of like a warm and fuzzy when it's way better than organic. And really it would increase the price of the oil because they would have to even, you know, it costs even more to do organic certifications when it really is kind of worthless to have it on there, you know, other than giving people this warm and fuzzy feeling. So I say, like, your oils, I think your Young Living oil should cost more anyway because of all the work that goes into it, the hand weeding that the farms do, no pesticides, you know, keeping that soil really incredibly amazing. I could tell you stories about the soil in Ecuador, which is like incredible how they fertilize it. And all those things, that there's so much work that goes into these oils. Like, why make them more expensive by slapping on a label that doesn't even do the quality of the company, you know, the quality of these oils justice?
Right. Absolutely. I agree 100%. I have a business partner that works for me, and she has her master's in sustainable development and agriculture. I mean, her whole life she has spent studying farming practices and sustainable farming practices, organic. She's very well versed in what it actually means to be a certified organic farm. And when she started looking into what oils she wanted to use, she started looking in, and she was not the least bit worried about Young Living not being certified organic, because, you know, for those that are really into that world, it is all just a political battle. It's all just greenwashing. And not to say that a certified organic farm is nothing and that it's worthless, but like you said, it's kind of just a warm and fuzzy. It doesn't do justice to what is actually happening on those farms. She looked into the farming practices of Young Living, and she was just completely blown away. She said, if we could apply what they're doing to their farms to every farm in the world, there would be no problems. Like the world would be a beautiful place because of what they do. Another reason, Becky, I've heard, I wonder if you can verify this, is the fact that Young Living has farms all over the world, because organic certification is really just an American thing. They wouldn't be able to certify organic in those other farms either. And that would just kind of be weird to have like some of the products certified organic and some of them not, not to mention all the crazy red tape and costs that that would add on. Is that true?
That is true somewhat. There are some other countries that do the certified organic, but not all countries. I don't know. It's like a political, probably more like a political partnership that United States has with those countries. So it's still, you're not going to get that from all your countries. So that does make it tricky too, because then what do you put on that label? And then people are going, oh, well, this is not, you know, organic too. And you're like, well, it is, but not by the USDA organic standards.
It probably is by their standards, but they haven't paid the like hundreds of thousands of dollars to be able to claim that or something. Yeah.
I don't know. Some kind of, you know, and with all that government stuff, there is all that red tape and stuff, and it just makes it really complicated. In which case, like, I'd much rather them invest their money on buying more farms and, you know, buying, like,
exactly,
doing that sustainable practice than trying to put a label on a bottle that just makes some people feel good.
And it would make it more expensive for me to buy it.
Right. Young Living spends $100 million a year on their farms. So they do spend a significant part of their budget on their farms. And the reason being, because they want to give us such a high quality essential oil, and they can't do it if they don't have their farms. And so, I mean, and that's the thing, like, I'd much rather them spend the money there than somewhere else.
This might be kind of a dumb question. I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a second, but obviously there's a lot of ways that companies can make essential oils way cheaper, way faster. Can you explain a little bit of what it looks like to create a cheaper and faster oil, and why go to so much trouble to make a high quality oil and not take those shortcuts?
A lot more lavender does come out of France and is actually produced in France. So there's a lot of synthetic lavender coming out of France. There's a lot of money in lavender. There's a lot of lavender products on the market. So there are plenty of people that produce synthetic lavender. If you get it up next to a regular real lavender, like a Young Living lavender, you can completely tell the difference from a synthetic to a non-synthetic. I also have people that say that they don't feel good a lot of times around lavender. And a lot of times is most of the time, if it's not some kind of emotional thing, which is a whole different conversation, but if it's not an emotional thing, then a lot of times it's that synthetic lavender. You know, if it's real lavender, they're smelling it and not feeling good, that's a different conversation. But if it's synthetic lavender, it's getting hung up in their organs most of the time, which is making them feel ill. And that's what synthetics do. I mean, that's what your VOCs do in everything from your dryer sheets to your cleaning supplies. It's that those smells are not only cleaning smells, but they're getting hung up in your organs and can make you feel ill. So that's one thing that happens, is people straight up make synthetic stuff. Another thing that happens is oils will get put in the cooker, whatever kind of cookers they have, and they'll try to distill them down 2, 3, 4 times and extract whatever they can. After it's been distilled down so many times, it gets watered down and you're not really getting the top quality part of that plant. So that's a problem. Another problem is straight up taking maybe the real thing and diluting it down with carrier oils or adding synthetics and carrier oils. And so you're really not getting that much of the actual product of the actual plant.
It's like grape juice in your wine.
Right. Like grape juice in your wine, or putting water in your wine, you know, like, or like, it's just like watering it down. So you're not even getting anywhere near, you know, the effects you should get. And even if there's some of the real thing in there, it's like not, you know, not all of the real thing. So maybe it smells a little bit like the real thing, but not really.
Right. And what kind of effects can that have on your health? For sure.
Yeah. Well, and then, yeah, you don't know what else they're putting in it, and they don't have to tell you. So
yeah, very little regulation. So, you know, you want to speak just for a quick, I talk about this all the time on my show. I'm kind of a stickler about it, but you know, what did the terms, if you see a bottle, if you buy a bottle of oil on Amazon that says 100% pure therapeutic grade oil, what the heck does that mean, Becky?
That's the tough thing, is that they can really put, you know, just a teensy weensy bit of therapeutic grade oil and say it's in there. Unfortunately, I don't know why, like, that's not false advertising or something. I don't know, but it's true. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that. Another thing is that, so a lot of companies out there will buy their essential oils from kind of like a middleman, you know, like they'll buy, you know, it goes from the farmer to the distiller and then maybe to like a broker. And then the company buys it from a broker. And so maybe the broker doesn't even know what the distiller put in it. Or that's the thing, is a lot of these companies don't even possess the equipment that Young Living has to do their testing. And so they may not even have the means to do it. They may not be trying to buy stuff that isn't top quality. But that's the thing, is not everybody really feels the need, or there's no regulation to disclose all the details about what's in the oil.
Well, Becky, this has all been fascinating. Let's end with, what's your big takeaway from all of your experiences of visiting all of these farms? Like, what's the one thing you wish everyone knew that maybe doesn't have the opportunity to go visit these farms, go see this process firsthand?
I guess I say this with your food too. Like, know where what you use on your body and what you eat, where it comes from. I feel like that is just huge. And I know sometimes that people are really skeptical of like big companies or what they're doing. But I mean, I can say with 100% certainty that this company is the real deal. And you might not take my word for it, but you can go out to the farm anytime in Mona, Utah, and go visit it and tour the distillery and meet the people there and see, I mean, usually the farm managers are there and you can talk to them, and they're always, I have never met a farm manager that isn't like so passionate about what they do. And even like their chemists on staff, they're just like so passionate about what they do. And you're like, you meet them and you hear from them and you're like, this isn't just made up. Like, someone's just not, you know, pulling this out of somewhere to like make you feel warm and fuzzy. Like, they're passionate about what they do because they know it's making a difference in people's lives, and they know it's making a difference in people's health. And so, I mean, to me, that's like, that's huge. So if you really, you know, if you're that much of a skeptic, or if you're married to a skeptic, like, just take them to the farm, because it's not only one of the most tranquil places that you'll go, it's really incredible. And they're very transparent about the whole process.
Well said. And if you can't make it to the farm, a good second option, go explore their website, seedtoseal.com. Like, it lays it all out. It gives you a really deep insider look into what's going on. So absolutely. Well said, Becky. Thank you so much for coming here and sharing this insider knowledge with us. We really appreciate it.
Sure. I'm glad to.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. On a personal note, I would love to hear your guys' stories. Have you been to a farm? Have you been to a distillery? What was it like for you? If you want to get that conversation going, find me on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. That's our Facebook page. Or you can find me on Instagram. Yes, I finally joined the world of Instagrammers, and you can follow me there at Life by Sam Wright. I would love to hear from you there. Let's connect. Next week, we are going to talk about essential oils and traveling. Perfect time gearing up for the summer. So if you're curious on the best way and the best oils to use while traveling, tune in next week. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show. Thank you very much for those who have left us amazing reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. Very much appreciated. As always, folks, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.